Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
Yep, they done me wrong, didn't they? You're welcome to CSC Talker Radio. This is Beth Ann, and it is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. We will open up the mics. I believe I lost his name. Daniel Turner will join us in the second segment of today's show. I want to tell you, this is something that's been on my mind. We talked about it just a little bit yesterday, and yesterday we had a really big following on Facebook. I hope we do that again today, and if you're listening and watching on Facebook, be sure to share, join, have other people join you, share the show on your Facebook page, and let's get this thing growing. I want you to know that it isn't climate change that's killing us. Or that's gonna kill us. No, it's not climate change. I'm at 100%, 150, 200% sure of that. It is the socialist policies, the Democrat socialist policies that are killing us. The radical left. Now, there's all kinds of things going on in the news right now. I've gone past Mueller. We're not gonna talk about Mueller. I believe he was putting on a bit of a show, or else it was just a real shame that the Democrats allowed the man to be on, or his team, if he was in that bad a shape with dementia. But I believe it might have been a little bit of a show. Whatever it was disgusting. And we've moved past that. But the haters, these people that hate, and I'm talking about the Trump haters, the liberal meanies, they just hate. And then they claim that we're the ones that hate. But the hate they harbor is just absolutely crazy. The things they say, they go absolutely against the things that they're trying to say. Does that make any sense? Of course it doesn't. Singling out people of color. And that's what the left does, is in and of itself racist. They must think like liberals think, or I guess their color isn't true, regardless of what their color is. Paper straws, plastic straws, hurricanes, homeless pains, criminals, be nice guys deep down inside. It's okay to hate as long as you hate conservatives. We need to ignore or change the Constitution. We don't like it anymore. And by the way, we don't like God's laws either. So let's change those. Because we can. That's how liberals think. Of course, they don't believe in God. And I'm speaking mainly here, and if there's a whole bunch of the gob of things that God tells us to do and not to do that they like to ignore. Well, actually, I guess all us people try to ignore them at times. But I'm particularly talking about right now, the hot topic is the death penalty. So when we go to the Old Testament and we look, as they give, you know, the Ten Commandments of the things you should not do, they're there to protect you, actually. They're not there for, no, don't do this, sweetie. They're there to protect you. It says in Exodus 21, in Exodus 20 is where you find one place in the scriptures where you find the Ten Commandments. But when you move on, God actually gives you details of what you should and should not do. He says, anyone who strikes a person with a fatal blow is to be put to death. And it goes on in here, and I'm just highlighting certain parts of it. I'm not taking it out of context. I'm just highlighting certain parts because he gives instances, okay, maybe it was an accident, and then this should be done or that should be done. But if anyone schemes and kills someone deliberately, that person is to be taken from my altar and put to death. Anyone who kidnaps someone is to be put to death, whether the victim has been sold or is still in the kidnapper's possession. We have human trafficking going on in this country, in this world, around the globe. Your liberal friends will not mention it. No, no. Those that are coming across the border illegally, they're just looking for a better way of life. Yeah, for who? Not for those children that they're dragging across. It goes on and on in the scriptures, and I'm not going to read all of them. But you can. Just look it up and do it. Look up Exodus 20 and then read all of Exodus 21 and go on and on and on. It's also in Deuteronomy, numerous places, and in the New Testament. In fact, in the New Testament it says, well, I want to go on with the scriptures just a little bit. I'm not going to read any more to you, but the scripture names all kinds of different crimes, and they are applicable to today. But the bottom line is, when a person murders intentionally, death is the punishment. Do you think you are more gracious than God? Do you think you are more just than God? Well, the liberals do. In Romans, Paul talks about, he calls his leaders to submit to the authority of civil government, reminding them that if you do wrong, be afraid, for he, the authority, does not bear the sword for nothing. It's not here for nothing. In its ultimate use, the sword word implies execution. The laws are there to protect. Punishment of crimes and criminals is there to protect, as a deterrent as well, to protect the innocent, to protect the victims. It is just to put those who have done heinous, murderous crimes to death. It is just. A woman must be believed is a stupid comment. We heard that a lot during the Kavanaugh hearing. Maybe a person who does not believe in the rule of law is the one who says this, and not in the presumed innocent until proven guilty. Now, you're not innocent until proven guilty. You're presumed innocent until proven guilty. But if they can't prove you guilty, you are presumed to be innocent. And that's what happened with President Donald Trump. They cannot prove his guilt that they believe he harbors. I personally do not. I wouldn't call him an innocent person, but I wouldn't call him guilty of the crimes they have accused. The way of a free and independent nation, a civil government, is to have rule of law and to have presumed innocent until proven guilty. If you do not punish the criminals, you will soon be overrun by criminals. And I read, and I didn't look it up today, that America, the United States of America, has more prisons, more people in prison than any other nation, and there's something wrong with that. There's something extremely wrong with that. If you listen to the radical left and believe that their hearts are sincere and full of compassion, you, my friends, have been greatly deceived, greatly deceived. The climate change in this nation is not the weather. Although, you know, it has changed. We're not winter anymore. It is summer, and it is proving itself to be summer. But it is the political stance for criminals and socialism. That is the climate change that is killing this nation. No longer do these people stand for love or compassion, for justice, but they stand for government, complete control of government over the people. What a better way to control the people than to just start a fight. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We will have open mic today. I believe Daniel Turner will be joining us in the next segment. We'll talk about what's going on in the energy sector, and I'm sure he watched the Mueller hearing. 877-895-5410 is the number to call, and we will be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
Get a two-pack of My Pillow premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or call 1-800-978-6168. Use promo code BethAnn.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's a great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Bethann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Bethann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're going to go to the phones. We have Daniel Turner on the line with us. He's out of the lion's den for this hour anyway, and he's right here with us. How you doing, Daniel?
Beth Ann, happy Friday. I'm doing well. I hope you are too.
I am doing good. I'm going to take a mini vacation this weekend. I'm very, very excited. I'm going to the Lake of the Ozarks, and if you've not been down there, you need to do that someday. I think we told you next time you come, we'll make sure you get there.
Absolutely. I've heard it's beautiful, and I would love to go, and so that will be on our list when I head back next to see you.
Absolutely. Don't come in the winter. It won't be beautiful. You can come in the winter, but we're not going to the lake in the winter. Well, we might. We might take a drive. It might be pretty. It's still pretty country. So, what's been going on this week? Have you been watching Mueller's hearing?
Oh, good. Good heavens. What a disaster. You know, so many people had to rethink the decision of why they made that man go on the Hill and testify. You know, I'm not going to mock his age or his confusion, because that's just an unkind thing to do. But I am going to mock the very foundation of this investigation and clearly the politicization of it. It was apparent he was not involved in this investigation. He did not write the report. Just or very sad commentary of where we are in politics.
You know, it is. And I mentioned earlier in the monitor. In the monologue, that either he has onset dementia or he was putting on a real good act. And either way, it's a disgrace. Those who know him had to have known if he had dementia, what he was getting into, and that they were setting him up. And I would have thought they would not have wanted that, because that makes no sense to me, knowing what they're trying to prove. And it wasn't the Republicans that wanted him to come and sit in this hearing. It was the Democrats. So how cruel would that be if you actually knew, and I'm sure if he's on this team of lawyers and they were working together, they had to have known that he wasn't the man doing the work, and they had to know that he has some problems. And yet they did this to him anyway. Or
yeah,
he was taking advantage of how it looked, and he was putting on a good act. Either way, it's a total and complete disgrace, and there's no justice in it.
No, it really is. And I am just tired at this point that some of the leaders of the House committees, Jerry Nadler, Adam Schiff, they keep talking about this overwhelming evidence that shows obstruction, that shows high crimes and misdemeanors. And yet, this is how many times now have they had the opportunity to present us with this overwhelming evidence? And so we didn't get in the Mueller report. Exactly. So where is this overwhelming evidence that we keep hearing about, this hardcore proof that the president was guilty of all of these crimes? So it is silly. And the Democrats know very well that if right now President Trump instructed the FBI to start investigating the Biden campaign, the Sanders campaign, the Warren campaign, there would be riots in the streets about using the political power, the coercive power of government to spy on your political enemies. And that's exactly what President Obama did to President Trump in 2015 and onward. And so it's very, very sad common time.
You know, I
have a fire alarm going off in my building.
Uh-oh.
Yeah,
that's not good.
We're supposed to leave.
Right now? you... Well, just keep talking to us. We'll listen to this. Well, you know, Dershowitz came out, Alan Dershowitz, he came out that he wants a disarmament. And he wants the disarmament against all this attacking of the political folks with what they've done. How does he word that? I want to see both sides lay down the weaponization of criminal justice. I want to see us stop using the criminal law against political enemies on both sides. And I think the Democrats and Republicans are equally guilty here. We need a disarmament. And I agree with him. But we know that there were crimes committed against this president. It was a coup against this president. And it started with the past administration. Hillary Clinton was funding it. That's why she was so sure she was going to win. She had it bought and paid for. And I believe that we do need to go after them.
I disagree with Professor Dershowitz that... Yes, no, I am. I disagree with Professor Dershowitz that both sides are guilty of it. I'm sure that there are Republicans who are guilty as well. But this is not an equal application of using government for political purposes. And like you said, it was the previous administration. If Russia was interfering with the election, who was the president in charge of the entire power of government to prevent that? It was Obama. President Trump was a private citizen in 2015. And 2016, he had no control of any agency, CIA, FBI, Treasury. He was a regular person. So if any of this interference happened, it happened under the watch of President Obama. And like you said, who was it that used government to their political advantage by giving the CIA this phony Russian dossier and using it as evidence to secure FISA warrants, et cetera, et cetera? That was Hillary Clinton. And so I know what Dershowitz is trying to say, but sometimes rather than just say the truth, you include everybody. We're all guilty equally, and that will make it better. We're not all equally guilty in this case.
No, we're not. And, you know, it was sad to watch these hearings, and what is sadder yet is they're still not going to let it drop. And it's, you know, they still believe that there's this crime that was committed. And, of course, I believe there was, too, but it wasn't by the president. It was by Hillary Clinton and the previous administration and those, the deep state, the socialist, liberal, radicals, the Democrat Party has become, have have perpetrated against the people more so than the president. He's the one that's had to take all the flogging, but it's really against the people who elected him. That's who they're really angry at. How dare we not stay to the to the mold that they've made for us? How dare us? But that's kind of the independent American way, isn't it?
Exactly. And it does make you fear for the future, because if the person in power can continue to use their office to predict the future, right? If even, it would be a crime if President Trump started using the government right now to prevent Elizabeth Warren's campaign from winning or Bernie Sanders' campaign from winning. That's not the way we've ever used government before. But because there has always been this great protection of President Obama, no one has ever wanted to accuse him of doing anything. And to this day, he and Joe Biden still say that there was not a whiff of scandal in their 8 years. And we all know that that's a lie. President Obama used his government to prevent Donald Trump from winning. And for some bizarre reason, Trump still won. They tried everything possible. And the bizarre reason is the power of the people, right? And that's not what they wanted to happen. And that's a really scary precedent, to think that the American president used government in that really, really malicious way like that. And just further example of what a terrible person and what a terrible president Barack Obama was.
You know, and then we had the Fast and Furious, and we had other things. You know, he may not have had any personal scandals as far as his family and his wife and all this and that that everybody remembers Bill Clinton for. But that in and of itself was a cover-up for other crimes that had been committed then. But, you know, the things that the socialists seem to want, and you know this as well as anybody, is they want to take away all our ability to be independent. And that starts with our energy. And that's one reason they've made up this hoax of climate change.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And they're going to continue to push it. CNN announced yesterday that they're having a forum of the presidential candidates on September 4th just about climate change. They're going to have a climate change debate. And I welcome it. I am excited for them to expose to the voters just how crazy they are. I think it will be great. CNN is thrilled because when I tune in, their ratings will double instantly. But they will be thrilled to know that people will watch this debate and let them all go on the record in front of the American people and say, as president, this is what I will do. And if you are an oil worker, a gas worker, a fracker, if you work in any industry even related to that, steam fitter, pipeline fitter, manufacturing, you will be so afraid of these people having power that Trump will cruise to re-election in 2020.
When is that debate?
September 4th.
Yeah, we need to push that. We need to push that. Now, is it just presidential debate, or are they actually going to have climate folks there?
It's just the candidates, but there's only one issue, climate change. And I think that will be great to see.
Oh, yes. We are going to push that one. All right. I'll have to eat a little crow and watch CNN, I guess. All right. I assume you're outside and safe.
Oh, yes, I am good. Okay. It must have been a little fluke.
Okay. Well, we're out of time in this segment. You take safe and take care. Okay. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy, as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America. And so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
Sustainable development or sustainable freedom? We cannot have both. Henry Lamb, the founder and executive president of Freedom 21, put together a unique booklet explaining Agenda 21 and the true agenda behind it. Learn the new language and what it means to you and your community. Agenda 21 is a UN project for America and across the globe. Freedom as we know it will end when Agenda 21 is implemented to us and on this land we call Free America. Control of land, rivers, food, roads, highways. Rewilding America. Agenda 21 rules and regulations will end private land ownership as well as private land use. Read and study this booklet to learn why smart growth is anything but smart. Henry doesn't just tell us the bad stuff. He has a plan for fighting and stopping the takedown of America. Order now. Send $7.50 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. It's sustainable freedom for me. Send $7.50 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists, yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7, or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20, or a wristband for $5, with two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. It is Open Mic Friday, 573-79... Oh, wait, that's wrong number. 877, I was given the office number. 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. We're going to go to Joe in Arkansas. Joe, how are you doing today? It's Friday, my friend.
Yeah, well, I am really enjoying this unusually cool summer that we're having in Arkansas. And how are you?
Good deal. I'm doing good.
Yeah, that's good to hear. What I want to talk about is I think I see a really good opportunity for somebody with basic skills in metalworking and working with generators and electricity and so on like that. You know, if they're interested in independent power generation, I think I see a really good opportunity here. And this is, here it is. When I first saw the pictures of those windmills that they're putting up everywhere, there's wind generators, I thought, that's a strange design. You know, why are those blades so thin? You know, because, you know, like if a sailing ship really wants to catch the wind and go somewhere, they don't just stick up a mast. You know, they spread out as much big, wide sail as they possibly can. And but then I thought, well, I'm not an engineer. I suppose the engineers that design those things know what they're doing, you know, and somehow that must be a good design. But then, more recently, I've heard a scientist, a really good scientist named James McKinney. He's got a shortwave radio show that I like to listen to. And he talked about how those wind generators are deliberately designed to be very inefficient and not to generate very much power. And he says that he's designed a new kind of wind generator himself, which is much more efficient, puts out much more power. And he calls it a wing generator. And I saw a picture of it on the internet, on his website. And it's got big, wide blades, you know, to catch every little bit of wind that comes by. And, you know, basically the principle is very simple. You know, just like I said, if a sailing ship really wants to take advantage of every bit of wind that there's out there and really go somewhere, they put out big, wide sails and, you know, catch every bit of wind they can. And so his generator is basically designed on that principle. And so I don't see why, and he's starting to market the thing, but I don't see why he should be the only one to be doing something like that. You know, it seems like a very simple principle. Anyone with some common sense can see that those wind generators that they're putting up everywhere are very poorly designed. And so it seems like to me that there's a real good opportunity here for somebody
with metalworking,
electrical generators and so on like that to make some well-designed windmills that would, you know, make it possible for a lot more people to get a lot more power out of the wind and be, you know, self-sufficient in energy. You know, I like the idea of being self-sufficient in energy rather than being tied into some centralized power generation source on the grid.
I wanted
to put that idea out there.
Okay.
Yeah. No, go ahead.
Hold on a second. I have a question. What did you say he called them again? Wing?
He calls his the wing generator. Yeah.
Wing, as in a
wing.
Bird wing.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just something you call it. You know, it's not like it's a bird's wing or something like that. You know, that's just a name to call it. And anybody that builds something could call it whatever they want.
Okay. All right. Well, good thing, Joe.
It looks like it's based on a very simple principle, which these windmills that they're putting up, wind generators that they're putting up all over, do not follow. And that's that, you know, if you want to catch a lot of wind, get a lot of power out of the wind, you put out a big, wide sail instead of just sticking up a mast.
Okay, gotcha. All right, well, I'm going to have to look them up. I appreciate it, Joe. Thank you. You have a good weekend. We're going to go to Neil in Missouri. Neil, how are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing all right. This cool weather's a lot better than the hot weather we had last week.
Yeah, last week it was pretty hot. I think it's supposed to get up to the 90s this weekend, though.
Yeah, summer's not over yet, so...
No.
I was calling about this issue you raised earlier about the radical left killing us. Really, you can't blame it all on them. It's not really the radical left that's killing us. It's the people themselves. You know, when you become godless, you get the government you deserve. You're going to be godless, you're going to get a godless government. It doesn't matter whether the gang of criminals is called Democrats or the gang of criminals is called Republicans, you're still going to wind up with a criminal government. And that's fundamentally what's happened to us.
I think the moderates are a problem. You know, I call them fence riders. That's what I call the moderates. You know, the radicals, usually people can see that what they're saying is stupid. But the moderates, the ones in the middle, they're the ones, I think, that are fence riders. What do you think about that?
Well, yeah, but they're also lawless. It doesn't matter what position they hold on the political spectrum. If they're not living by the laws set forth by God, the Creator, then they're lawless and they're going to get the same government as the radical left or the radical right.
You and I know that. I was just commenting on political issues as well, which do fall into the laws, absolutely. But those that want to claim that they're moderate, you know, that's what Claire McCaskill kept saying. She was a moderate. Which means you're a fence rider. You don't stand for right or wrong. You just stand in the middle, and you don't make a decision.
This issue of the law. You know, you brought up the death penalty. The problem with the death penalty in this country is too many people have been framed, you know, for murder that weren't guilty. I mean, they've already released over 100 people from prison since the DNA project started, where there was DNA evidence available that was never tested. They go back to test, and they find out this guy that's sitting on death row for 30 years wasn't guilty of the crime. So
the ones we mentioned yesterday, on the federal execution list, they are guilty. And, you know, I know that you are like me. I believe that those who commit these heinous crimes, they need to be put to death. And, you know, I don't see any other way. I don't think it's humane to keep them in prison the rest of their lives. And I don't think that's justice. But we have a lot of people in prison that the crimes they committed weren't really all that much. And they don't need to be spending
30 years for, you know, possession of a joint. Or that one guy in California got life in prison for stealing a pair of tennis shoes because of his third offense. You know, it's just ridiculous because they don't go back to the laws of God and say, you know, you steal a guy's tennis shoes, you got to, if you give him his tennis shoes back, you got to give him another pair to go along with it. If you don't give him his tennis shoes back and you get caught, then you got to give him three pairs of tennis shoes. You know, that's the punishments are set forth in the Bible for these various sorts of things.
Yeah, I know. I was reading it again this morning, and it's been a while since I'd gone over it. I was actually looking for something specific, but so many people, and I had some tweets that went out, people that like the Twitter, you know, and they're all against this. And, of course, let's see, this guy and who was the other one? I know I've got it sitting here. I get these papers and then I can't find them, and they're right in front of my face. Anyway, this is somebody, and he's talking about, you know, Miss Presley. She's one of the four. She is setting to introduce a bill to end. Now, I love the way they always say this. Attorney General bars reinstatement of the capital punishment of the federal level. It wasn't ever uninstated. It was just paused. They just weren't doing it. The law was there because Congress put the law there. And, it, of course, that is what's just. Somebody takes a life, they get their life taken. Oh, here's the other one. Here's the other one. It's Bernie Sanders. I should have known. There's enough violence in the world. The government shouldn't add to it. When I'm president, we will abolish the death penalty. Well, that's okay. You know, we're also going to abolish borders and we're going to, you know, abolish life because abortion is such a wonderful thing. And, you know, you just have to shake your head at these people and how stupid they are. Well, how good they are at pushing their narrative. Maybe we should say that.
A lot of it's indoctrination, you know, indoctrinated in those garbage since they were little kids. You know, go back and look at some of the old movies sometimes, even the old Westerns. And if you're familiar with, you know, propaganda, you'll start seeing the stuff that's been gradually, you know, put into the minds of the people through subliminal programs.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Listen, Neil, I left a message with the producer, and I don't know if she got a chance to talk to you. We need you to call us in the office after the show is over. We have something we need to discuss with you, if you could do that. We're going into a break. I think Neil had already dropped off. I'm not sure. We're going into a break. We have a couple of callers holding. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. We're trying to bring America home, and we will be right back. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's a great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-3 86-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. Keep your food fresh and save money with VacuPack. Don't just wrap it, vacuum pack it. Tom Dolder of the Professional Marketing Group offers superior vacuum sealers. Their signature unit, VacuPack Elite, has proven the test of time and will outlast and outperform similar units on the market today. Store items such as coins, collectibles, pictures, silver, or copper with no tarnish, no freezer burn, no moldy cheese, lessen your food waste by 90%. VacuPack protects your food and items from oxidation, mold, and freezer burn. Every unit they sell has an in-house warranty, plus Tom offers repair servicing and all accessories. Their motto, if we can't fix it, we don't sell it. Tom Dolder has been providing the best vacuum sealers in the industry for many years. Give Tom a call at 1-800-227-3769 and visit his website, vacupack.com. That's VACUPack.com. Don't just wrap it, vacuum pack it. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the range. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. We're in the final segment of today's show. I've got several callers holding. I'm going to go through you as fast as I can, and I hope you can get your points made. We're going to go to Tom in Michigan. Tom, how are you doing today?
Hi. Real quick, the point, it appears Google and these big high-tech communications companies are the ones that are really getting into the elections and causing the most damage. But, you know, and you got me interested in the death penalty. I think you're correct. And the thing is that sometimes people get convicted by accident or on purpose sometimes, and they aren't guilty. But, I mean, bad things happen to good people all the time. You know, ships sink, flood takes away, you know, whole families, the planes fall out of the sky. And, you know, just can't worry about every little thing. And, I live in what they call a high crime area, Detroit. And you can't turn on the news without seeing, you know, somebody got shot. You know, I mean, yesterday it was a stray bullet got a guy. And then the families always get on there and they're really upset, which is understandable. But, you know, once in a while I like to see somebody get up there and say, well, you know, in the scriptures it says to die is gain. And I'd like to thank this guy for taking all that bad karma upon themselves, you know, and helping my, you know, loved one to a better place. And, you know, and that's my faith. Thank you very much.
Well, nothing is going to be infallible. But we want our government system to be as good as it can possibly be. And right now, with America having the most prisons and most people in prison, I think we can see that we're not the best that we could be, and that we're willing to punish somebody. And I'm not somebody who thinks you should be doing the drugs and that kind of stuff. But if we're willing to punish the person with a joint with the same crime, with the same punishment as we punish these murderers, something's wrong with that. That's not justice. That's unbalanced. And but I agree with the death penalty, but we need to make sure these people are guilty too. And there are many who get ramrodded.
I say, what's that? In the school shootings and things like that. I mean, there's no question. It's on TV. And I mean, how many? You know, I don't know if these guys would be so anxious if they thought
right.
they were going to, you
it's
know,
a deterrent.
Mr. Sparky.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's a deterrent from crime to punish the criminals. And the radical left, they want to talk about compassion and all this and that, but it isn't compassion doing what they're doing right now. I'm going to have to let you go, Tom, because we've got callers hiding up, piling up, and the clock is getting away from me. Thank you so much, and you have a wonderful weekend. We have Roger from New Mexico. Roger, how are you doing?
Yes. On the efficiency of windmill turbines, I want to give a design engineer's viewpoint of all the
real quick.
Reasons we have what they have. In 1939, NASA Ames was founded to design the laminar flow wing. That's what won the war for us, to make it efficient wings for all the Air Force. And we did that, going from the B-17 to the B-29. The B-29 has the sailplane type wing. It's a skinny wing.
Okay.
You look at all those 737s that are grounded, they all have laminar flow wings. It's the most efficient wing you can get. There's one other factor. How do you transport a turbine blade? They're huge. It's got to be
I've seen them on the highway.
Wing, long and skinny. So they
I've seen them on the highway.
On the highway.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's counterintuitive. It's this, I know what he's saying. The Spanish galleons had big sails, but that's 18th century technology. We're talking about 20th century technology. The laminar flow wing.
And we know from, and I'm going to say this, and then I'm going to have to let you go, but I know that even with the airplanes now, the designs of the wings are different, and it also has to do with the material that's used. And we know that from the stealth. It has to do with the material that's used as well. So, all right, thank you, Roger. Appreciate it. We're going to go to Tom in South Carolina. Tom, how are you doing today? I haven't gotten your poem yet, by the way. Are you there, Tom? Yeah. Did we lose Tom? Okay, we lost Tom. All right, if you can call back real quick, Tom, we'll go ahead and take your call. We're almost out of time. We talked about many things in the monologue, but most of all, I want you to understand that what is being done here in this nation with, we're going to just call it radical left, is a deceit against the people. They are deceiving you in every way, including climate change. It is not true. There's no truth in it. Yes, that's who I am. And I'm that way because everything they've said, everything they've predicted, not one thing has happened. The world, are you listening, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez? The world will not end in 12 years. Because of climate change. Life as we know it here in the United States, an independent free people once upon a time, will end if the Democrats have their way. You will be a socialist people. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez was exonerating all those in Puerto Rico for their rioting. And the governor has resigned there. It's corrupt in Puerto Rico. So on one hand, I agree with her. The people got it done. But on the other hand, the people elected him. Why couldn't they have done it in the next election? You see, they're not willing for the people to make the decision in the next election. And that's why they have to keep pushing at this president. And there's no other man on earth that I know, of course I don't know everybody, with the fortitude, we're going to call it that, that Donald Trump has to be president under these attacks. Do I like everything he's done, or said, or done? No, I don't. But I know I don't like the policies that are coming out of Congress from both the right and the left. The spending bill, it's a disaster. I don't want the president to sign it. But he's got people back behind him saying, yeah, we need more debt. We need more debt. We need to keep it up. Raise that debt ceiling. It's only your money, right? It's only your hard dollars, your jobs that they're trying to give away to the illegal aliens and the legal aliens. Bette Midler, Alan Dershowitz, just Kim Jong-un. There was all kinds of things we could have talked about today. But I guess the crust of it is the deceit that's being pushed on the people. What fools are we who cannot see the forest for the trees? It's not climate change that's killing this nation. It's the radical left policies of socialism. It's still up to the people. AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, it's still up to the people. And your term could be short. Because the people, they're not going to buy all these lies anymore. We're going to stand, and we're going to bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business. Grow common sense. And together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
There's nothing wrong with global communication. After all, high tech has made our world seem smaller. But now we hear terms such as global governance. Henry Lamb's book, A Short Course in Global Governance, is a clear education, indeed, regarding the importance of knowing and understanding global governance. Do you believe the UN should have power over the United States or any other nation? With global governance, there is no sovereign United States of America. Read firsthand and learn the true agenda of global governance. America says, private property shall not be taken for public use without just compensation. However, global governance says private ownership of land contributes to social injustice. Public control of land use is indispensable. Learn more now. A short course in global governance is only $7.50. Visit our online store at csctalkradio.com or send $7.50 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018 for your A Short Course in Global Governance.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cedarstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide. From precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.